Time now, as we do every week, with the NFL Network and NFL.com. It is Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, right there at the NFL Network, all things fantasy football. Now, you are getting overrun with Jameis Winston. You are getting overrun with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're probably getting overrun with Le'Veon Bell. I'm just going to throw you a softball, Michael. To start with on today, what is the biggest move you think needs to happen today on the waiver wire? Let's start waiver wire.
Picking up Calvin Ridley, who's available in a lot of leagues. There's actually a handful of really good wide receivers who could be available in your league, including Mike Williams, including Tyler Boyd. But Calvin Ridley, with 4 touchdowns in his last 2 games, 3 touchdowns this past week, the top rookie wide receiver we sort of projected to be DJ Moore.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's been Calvin Ridley. And in that offense, which is clicking on all cylinders, going up against the Bengals this week, which that could be a shootout there in Atlanta, he is the number one pickup off the waiver wire this week.
Okay, let's talk strategy then, because I'm getting bombarded with questions. What do you do with Ryan Fitzpatrick after last night?
Well, he's got the Bears in week 4, so I bench him. And I get it. I mean, the numbers he's putting up are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of us were ready to bury him in the first half of that game against the Steelers because he was throwing picks left and right. But came back, 25 fantasy points, 400-plus passing yards in 3 straight games. That's an NFL record. So I just don't like the matchup. Road game, Bears defense is fired up. Khalil Mack, I would fade Fitzpatrick this week. And then Tampa Bay's got a bye, which means could Jameis Winston return after that? We shall see.
Is it that easy a call for you on this one? I mean, I'm torn. I'm sitting there with a waiver pick this week saying, because of what you just laid out, I could go get Jameis this week and just sit him for a couple of weeks and I'd be just fine. I just lost Garoppolo. I got to find a quarterback, Michael.
Well, there's some options out there because look at the rookies. Baker Mayfield's available in most leagues. So is Josh Rosen. So is Josh Allen. I do believe that Winston will get the job back sooner rather than later. I mean, if you look at what Fitzpatrick has done, it's great. He played the Saints in week 1. Their defense is trash, and we all thought it was going to be good, and it's not. He played the Steelers on Monday night. Let's be honest, their defense is trash. It's not good. The only good defense he's faced is Philadelphia, and he did well against them, but the Eagles typically are better on their home field than they are on the road. So, I mean, it's lined up for Fitzpatrick to put up big numbers. Let's see if he can do it in Chicago. If he can do it against the Bears, then maybe we're talking about something. But I would be afraid to start him in week 4.
Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer at the NFL Network, NFL.com. He joins us every week here with Brad Susmat. Le'Veon Bell, latest. How far do you go on this one? You and I go back on James Conner. I picked him up. I'm looking pretty good. Where are you at on Le'Veon Bell now?
Dude, you can't do anything but just wait. You can't drop him. I wouldn't drop him. If someone in my league dropped him, I'd pick him up in a second. But we've heard some rumors that potentially a trade could be in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the best-case scenario because I truly believe that he's not coming back until the second half of the season. And he's going to save his free agent status for 2019 by coming back late. And then at that point, what are you getting? He hadn't played football in a while. He's doing a lot of social media at this point. He's not doing much in terms of football. So it's a bad situation all around. And the best case scenario for fantasy fans, especially for those of us who have Bell and Connor, is that he's traded, and then you get 2 running backs, and one of them is elite. And there's been talk about maybe the Jets. I would love to see him go to the Colts. I think that would be a great fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think it's going to happen. Who knows? But that would be my fantasy preference. But there's really nothing you could do right now with Le'Veon Bell. You just sit and wait, and unfortunately, that probably is going to be a long-term absence when it comes to Le'Veon Bell and your fantasy team.
Michael, my mailbag's been overflowing with David Johnson being used incorrectly out here in Arizona. The other day,
do you know Mike McCoy? Can you please talk to him?
Yeah.
Do something, Brad.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's 3rd and 2.
People are going nuts.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I know. And then there was talk that he was being talked to by a coach because he missed a blocking assignment. David freaking Johnson, man, I don't understand what the deal is. And last week was very, very depressing for me having David Johnson on one of my teams and for fantasy fans everywhere. It wasn't even a game script issue. The Cardinals were ahead in the game. It was close throughout the entire game, and he still didn't get enough touches. I don't get it. So maybe now that Josh is going to be the quarterback, potentially He's a smart kid. He'll lean on David Johnson. He'll give him some opportunities as a pass catcher. Maybe Mike McCorver start to give him some opportunities out of the slot as a pass catcher. This dude can do it all. And honestly, like, statistically, they're kind of neutering him, and I don't get it because he's the best player they have on their team on the offensive side of the board, you know, except for Larry Fitzgerald, and Larry's not 100% right now.
But are you at a point, Michael, where I'm getting a lot of questions saying, hey, ask the Hall of Famer. He's sitting there at the NFL Network of it's time to trade David Johnson. Mike McCoy's not going anywhere. Are you at that point from a fantasy standpoint?
What are you going to get for him? Like, anyone who makes a trade offer to you is trying to buy low.
Right.
And you took DJ probably top five pick. I don't imagine someone would give you fair market value for David Johnson right now. And if you did get it, like, if someone offered me, I don't know, Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley, I would do it in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But people are not going to offer you Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley. They're going to lowball you. You're still going to start getting Isaiah Crowell offers. So at this point, you can see what's out there in terms of a trade. I wouldn't expect that you'd get much for him right now. At least not what you should be getting for David Johnson.
A couple other questions. We'll let him go. Michael Fabiano from the NFL Network, NFL.com, is with us every week. Ravens backfield, getting a lot of questions. Collins, Buck Allen, what do you see there in Baltimore?
Confusion. I mean, Buck Allen has been the goal line back. He's actually scored four touchdowns already this season. He's been the better fantasy back. Alex Collins actually got sort of off the schneid last week, got into the end zone, but it's a committee. It's not what we expected. It's a committee, and Allen is the goal line back, and that's hurting Alex Collins' value. So this is a situation where Collins is a flex at this point, and I think Buck Allen, to a degree, is a touchdown-dependent flex.
Mm-hmm. All right. Situations you're looking at this week that need to be cleared up that are off the top of your head this week.
Oh, man. Do we have like 20 minutes? I mean, let's start
in
the Green Bay backfield. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah.
Right, Aaron Jones comes back, and he is the better back when you compare him to Jamal Williams. Ty Montgomery is going to be the pass-catching back.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no idea what's going on there, and it's too bad because there's a great matchup ahead against Buffalo. But can you start Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams with any kind of confidence this week? Because you don't know what the snap percentage is going to be. You don't know what the touch share is going to be. So that's a situation to watch. Royce Freeman, well, he did the job against the Ravens last week, but Philip Lindsay was kicked out of the game for throwing punches. And I want to know, well, is Freeman going to end up seeing more touches now moving forward against the Chiefs, which is a great matchup? That's something that I want to watch. I want to watch how these rookie quarterbacks play, too, like Baker Mayfield. I mean, highest-rated NFL Network game ever, and it was Jets-Browns. You know why?
Right, right.
Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
I want to see how Josh does under center for the Cardinals. And, you know, tough matchup against Seattle. We'll see. I want to see what Josh Allen has. 27 fantasy points last week in Minnesota against that defense. What can he do against the Green Bay Packers? And the Colts' backfield, which to me is an absolute mess. Marlon Mack's been banged up. If he comes back, is he the guy? I don't know if he's going to be the guy. At this point, it's seeming like a three-headed backfield monster. But there's still a lot of backfields out there that have a lot of questions that have been left unanswered. And I'd like to see some answers this week, especially in that Green Bay backfield. Because if Aaron Jones ever gets a chance to be more of a featured back, at least the guy that's getting the majority of the touches, I think he could end up being a very nice asset for fantasy fans. But I don't know if Mike McCarthy's going to go there.
All right, before you get out of here, I've got the Arizona Hotshots in studio. You know, we've got the Alliance of American Football coming in February. Michael,
mm-hmm.
Michael, are you going to do any fantasy in February, March, and April, or is this where you're going to decompress? Because I hear they're going to have fantasy all over the place. I'm just curious,
so,
Michael.
So I'm going to be doing – I have my 10 football leagues. I might do a basketball league. I haven't done a basketball league in years.
You
but
have
I might
10
do
fantasy
get
teams?
People together.
You have 10 fantasy teams
nothing.
Right now.
Yeah, but Brad, that's nothing.
That's nothing?
If you there are guys in the industry who I'm friends with who are in 30-plus.
30
and
leagues.
You're talking about redraft and
yeah.
DFS and best ball. Like, it's unreal. So 10 is a lot.
Yeah.
But in my industry, it's actually on the low side because a lot of my buddies out there are in, you know, 20, 30 leagues. I could never do that. Heck, 10 is enough for me at this point. But, yeah, I might do some basketball, and then I pick up baseball. I don't know what's going on with I think the XFL might have fantasy football, and that doesn't come out for a couple of years, but maybe I'll do some XFL fantasy football. We'll see what happens. But baseball and football for me, my friend, sometimes I need a little bit of time to decompress.
No, I know.
From the football season.
I got you. I'll let you go off that. Appreciate your time as always right there at the NFL Network. Thanks, Michael.
See you, pal.
Take care. This is Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, NFL.com, NFL Network, Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat.